What's up, street dogs? Street gods? Street vlogs?
Alright. Erkin in the house. Some monochromatic thoughts. So, first one for me, I packed the Mac Mini. Currently vibing out the day after Christmas. Fun thoughts. First and foremost, Helm Street Bakeries. Feel like my life is a film noir film. Yeah, it's so nice. Day after Christmas, vibing out. Okay, so the first thought. It looks like the benefit of actually... Okay, so recording this on a Lumix G9, 1080p, 30fps, Panasonic Lumix, 14mm, 2.5 spherical, pancake. The only lens to buy is the pancakes. I call it the flapjack pancake, called the IHOP photo lifestyle. So photographers, the only really good lens to get is the pancake lenses. I think even Leica has the 28mm pancake. Looks pretty cool. That should be the only lens to get. So thinner, slimmer, skinnier is better. Even being here in LA, it still does seem that the best car... Okay, so I saw a dude in Beverly Hills, right? Driving on road. Yeah, super interesting. This is the new image. Tesla Model 3 Performance with full self-driving seems to be the best car to have in LA. So I saw a successful-looking dude just chilling in his Tesla Model 3 Performance in white. And his, the car's driving itself. He don't have no hands on the wheel, self-driving itself through the traffic, and he's doing some work on his phone or something like that. And it's super interesting because still in praise of the Tesla Model 3. It's like skinny is the joke I always do. So in LA, which is the best place to live in America, in my opinion, the secret of virtuous living in LA is actually you got to strategize your life in such a way that you could have 100% pedestrian lifestyle. And if you're going to drive to the park, it's just a 5-minute drive away. Even from Culver to Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive, it's only a 10, 11, 12-minute drive. It's actually pretty good. So Culver City's arts district's good. I mean... just rant. It's fine. And I'll often tell Cindy this is that the only one thing that's certain in life is that we're not gonna live nowhere forever. So it seems like maybe the best strategy to live life is just plan your life as if you're not gonna live in one place forever. Pretty good. But anyways, some morning thoughts. Follow the founder, not the thing. MDC brightness 80. Looks like people are guessing this. MCD. Cybertruck looks like it's taking over. I mean, I think for me, I've always been passionate about cars, right? I think Cybertruck is the most interesting car of all time. Even Cindy's dad pre-ordered one. He don't even have that much money. It's he just bought a brand new Tesla Model Y. What, the dual motor range was a drop 70, 80 G's on it, right? He's just doing monthly payments. And then he just pre-ordered a Cybertruck, right? Also mid-range of another 80, 85,000. So I call it the Cindy's dad index, right? Just look at how Cindy's dad is purchasing things and buying behaviors. And it's a good indicator of business. Oh yeah. Is Eric Kim the next Steve Jobs? Yes, I am. Where have all the real innovators gone? The city ain't black no more, about as black as Macklemore. To quote Ye. Okay, so, so some more cover thoughts. It's a bad smell. You can smell the streets, then it's a good street photograph. Actually, it's so funny, it's like, the things you can't see on Zillow and stuff like that on Google Maps, can't see how a neighborhood smells or feels. So it's good.
Wait.
So apparently Achilles had a son. Had no idea, right? Just this is where ChatGPT is amazing. Oh yeah, look at this.
Wait.
It's so cool.
Wait.
Yeah, apparently he, the story goes.
Wait.
So apparently the story goes, it was predicted that Achilles would die in the Trojan War. So his mom, Thetis, the demi, or goddess, right? His dad is a mere mortal, right? Hit him, pretended like he was a woman in the court of did it, and then he ended up, you know, just like bedding one of the daughters in the courtyard, and so, you know, I got a son, Eric Kim has a son, the son of EK is Seneca Kim, gonna be the new goat, and it's kind of interesting because, I think it is the deep desire of every single man to have at least one son, at least one male heir. So you typically see this with families, right? See a family with 3 or 4 daughters, 5 daughters, 6 daughters. It's a sign that they wanted a boy and they couldn't have one. They just got tired and they just kind of gave up, right? What actually is more interesting to me is if a family has the first child and the first child is a son or a boy, right? Or a man. And then they decide to have another kid or several more, then actually it's really a sign that they really care and love the kids. Actually, I know this one family, they have 4 or 5 boys, and then the mom wanted to shoot for a 6 because she wanted a girl. So I'm like, yeah, that's like the real moms. EK in the house. So yeah, that's an interesting thing to consider. But anyways, so the reason I bring this up is, it's like, son, did it. And like, what is the significance of having a son? Yeah, I love it here. I don't want to leave LA. Check out Margot, the restaurant on top. In LA, tell him that Eric Kim sent you on top of the hills. It's pretty lit. Great view. Like the best thing. Okay, my favorite thing when I go to a restaurant, you go to a fancy restaurant. Check out the bathrooms is the first thing I'm passionate about because if they put good design into the bathrooms, like they did at Margot, it's like a wabi sabi, like pieces of granite, stone, water. It's like. Just like a huge chunk of marble or granite or stone as the washing basin. It's so effing wabi-sabi. If I designed my own house, it would essentially look like kind of like a cave with floor-to-ceiling windows. So Achilles apparently had a son, right? And I was always kind of curious, just like, what is the role of father and son relationships in like ancient Greek mythologies? And So some thoughts. First and foremost, Hector and his brother Paris. So Paris is seen as the degenerate kind of, you know, playboy, effeminate, you know, chasing tail, etc. Hector is the virtuous one. Hector is like so embarrassed of Paris. And also I think Paris is just an archer, which means that like he's kind of a C-O-W-A-R-D. Good morning. He's the coward of the family, and he's like an archer, right? And apparently the reason why they did this thing, right, is that the archers gotta chop off their fingers, right, to give them flipping the bird. So yeah, archers are cowards. Even nowadays, like people with guns, you got a gun, you got a concealed, use a coward. Real men do not use guns. Real men use our fists and our knees and elbows. Muay Thai. Actually, my thought is, you know, if you're gonna mug somebody or beat someone up, right? It has to be a street fight. It has to be a fist fight. Just arms, elbows, fists, knees, nose. Actually, even the thing I don't like about like the samurai swords, stuff like that. Like everyone just using samurai swords, right? It's like whatevs, right? Like that's where I think it's more interesting to do what MMA or Muay Thai or something like that. It's kind of an even kill fight. And I think if you consider things, you take the world's best UFC fighter man against the world's best UFC fighter female, no contest. You could even probably take a mediocre. Actually, this is a fun thought. I need to talk to some fighters about this, right? If you took a low-level UFC male fighter against the world's best UFC female fighter, who would win? Kind of similar thing, right? But anyways, it looks like battle, war, fighting, conquest is kind of the realm of men. And like one thing that's been on my mind too is like, what do you want to be or what do you want to become? So everyone says you want to be king, emperor. It is actually being a king and emperor is kind of more of a modern day notion. You don't want to be an emperor. I mean, emperor is a kind of a also kind of a modern day notion, like the Emperor's Handbook, Marcus Aurelius. I mean, the last good emperor, right? But still, you don't want to be an emperor. It's just too much stress, too much headache. Probably better to be an Achilles or a Hector. I think they're both good role models. So Achilles, Hector, you know, I guess that Hector also had a son. But Hector is interesting because he has love for his son. And, oh yeah, okay, so I was talking about this, right? Wabi Sabi. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Super Wabi Sabi Zen faucet. Look, this is got a little chunk of marbles, right? So funny, it's like, if you want to return back to the naturalistics, look at that wabi-sabi. Look at that picture frame. Why is it like missing a hole there? That's kind of so effing zen, right? So wabi-sabi. But anyways, so going back to the... So anyways, yeah, like had a big family party that day, as I do. And it's like, what is it that like people want or desire or mean? And it seems... Actually, really like. Oh, actually, shout out to what's the place called? Juliet. Had dinner here with Cindy. Get the duck cigars, super lit. Shout out to my friend Irving. So essentially, aesthetics are super critical. Some chocolate cake. Yeah, so. Like, what do people want? They want, like, I don't know, they want respect, they want renown, they want, like, legitimacy. Even, like, the notion of patriarch is kind of a modern-day notion, and it's, like, especially in Asian-American, Asian, East Asian, Confucian cultures, Korean, Vietnamese, etc. It's, like, definitely a notion of patriarch is that the man wants to be the head honcho. The man wants to be seen with respect. Everyone has to stand up and say hello and bye and whatevs. So in terms of what you want to become, right? So I kind of like the notion of becoming Achilles. Like, if I ever rename myself, I would just rename myself Achilles. Achilles Kim. Because I like the notion of Achilles. Like, honestly, like, what does Achilles even want, right? Honestly, he's just tired of war. He's kind of like, he's tired of being the GOAT. He just wants to retire, chill out with Braces, his, you know, his quote-unquote prize, enjoy his lands and just vibe out, right? And, but alas, what? King Agamemnon, super greedy, right? Just wants to conquest more lands, get more gold, whatevs. And yeah, and actually the lust for gold and more gold, it seems to be the prerogative of most men. All I want to do is hoard more bitcoins and cryptos and chain links. Like, doing some research on Ethereum. Kind of interesting. I need to finish the white paper. I mean, it's good. It's been around for like a decade. Like, the first white paper by, what, his name, Vitalik Buterin or whatevs, right? It was still published in 2014, and essentially it's 2024 now. So if it's been around for a decade, that's a good sign. And I was randomly reminiscing, thinking about 10x gains. So I first got into the Bitcoins at like $6,000 a Bitcoin. Because I bought like, how much Bitcoin did I buy? I think I bought like 4 Bitcoin, 3 point, I don't know. I bought 3.5 Bitcoin, I remember. Also, the thing with finances, just try to keep the numbers easy, right? So the time, you know, I think our total savings was like 200 Gs. And I followed the Nassim Taleb school of thought, which is better to put your 10% of your monies in highly speculative things, assuming it'll go to zero, then 100% of it into boring funds. And so as a consequence, what I did was, bought some Digibyte, DGB, digibyte.org, and then just babysat, what, 2.2 Bitcoin, 2.5 Bitcoin, what it is, right? And rode it from $6,000 a Bitcoin to $65,000 Bitcoin, and then I just went off the grid, so I didn't know that it actually dipped down to the, what, after that. It's so funny, like, that's when you know that I'm a real good investor, speculator, trader, what is it? I was just like totally ignorant. Ooh, the new Honda Civic Type R in Boost Blue, so lit. Yeah, it's pretty fire. Yeah, just want to get a cool car. Yeah, the Honda Civic Type R with a red Honda album. Yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. Actually, a funny via negativa way to think about things is when you're going to a car dealership on the lot, try to ask yourself and figure out what cars are not on the lot is kind of an interesting thought. It's kind of impossible to tell. But anyways, so I just saw somebody traded in at the Toyota dealership here in Culver a Tesla Model S Plaid in black. I'm like, why would you? I'm always kind of curious, like, why did people trade that in, right? So like, and also Tesla Model X, why did they trade that in? It looks like people don't trade in their Tesla Model Ys, which means that they like them. People do trade in their Tesla Model 3. I saw another one, like, murdered out Tesla Model 3, black, all black, everything, performance edition. I'm like, well, what would you trade that at the Toyota ship? It's like, what are you trading in your Tesla for a Prius? Question mark? I mean, truth be told, I think the Toyotas are better cars than Teslas, but then the Teslas are obviously sexier and more interesting. I mean, if my Prius exploded and I no longer had it, like, what car would I even get? Not even sure. I'd probably just like inherit another old car somewhere. Actually, for me, my my joy is to, I'd rather like inherit old cars, random cars, and then just fix it up, etc. Then okay. So yeah, look, Tesla Model S Plaid performance in all black. So what would you trade that in? And also, someone also traded in a new Prius and a Toyota Supra, and yeah, so why? I'm always curious, like, why did you trade in? Why did you trade in? Why did you trade in? What are you trading in for? But alas, yeah, cars are kind of the stupidest waste of money. better is to have a 100% pedestrian lifestyle. Every man, real man, should have Vibram 5 fingers. Look, I got holes in it already. And get the Njinji socks. Yeah, it's a very, very good idea. Yeah, so continuing our morning thoughts. So yeah, so life goals, did it, right? So I think every man should have at least one son. And after that, just treat like the kids like BOGO kids. Also, ideally, like, have two kids and beyond. At least two kids. I mean, my thought about the intelligence having at least two kids. I mean, like, sounds super tragic, but there's... Yeah, at least back in the day, maybe not so much anymore. Infanticide, your kids dying on accident was quite high. So, even I was doing some research on Enzo Ferrari, you know, the guy who invented Ferrari. His son Dino, super tragic, was born with muscular dystrophy disease, something, right? And he actually passed away at 25, super sad. And then apparently Enzo Ferrari would visit his son's grave every single day until Enzo Ferrari died, what, in the 80s or 90s or something like that. I was talking to my brother, like, John Narciso. He's like such a, like, a godfather, like, Italian gangster. He's like always, like, Catholic. He's always visiting the grave of your son. But yeah, super, super tragic. And actually, so what I learned is, I mean, obviously the ancient Greeks, the tragedies, a lot more wisdom in the ancient past than all this nonsensical modern day things. So next time you're on a long flight, just rewatch ancient Greek stuff, the Iliad, even maybe rewatch Troy with Brad Pitt. I think that movie's pretty fun. And yeah, think about the ancient Greek tragedies. The older the better. So apparently, yeah, like his son. So apparently what happened super, super tragically is they took the son of Hector. I don't know how old he was. I need to do some research. And essentially threw him off the walls of Troy because they're afraid of him avenging his father or son. Yeah. Apparently Gone with the Wind was filmed here. Yeah, Culver City is the future. So yeah, love Culver City steps. Found my little paradise here. Yeah, love all the steps. Wonder if looks like a random homeless guy. Okay. So it's super, super tragic. I mean, I don't advocate for war, violence, killing no people. Actually, it's super sad too, especially in war, now that I'm a father, got a kid, right? Any sort of kids who die as, or get killed, or either intentionally or unintentionally from war, it's the world's ultimate tragedy. I mean, my simple intervention is, I think we should stop going to physical war and killing people and people dying, like, physically. It should just be cyber war, or maybe economic war, or everyone should just be playing video games and killing each other on video games, not in real life. I think the price of a human life is insurmountable and unreplaceable. Looks like on top of the opening up this brand new restaurant, look pretty good. Yeah, look, I love it here. Thank you, Mr. Michael Hackman, and also Mr. Tim Cook, and also Mr. Bezos for building such a nice space. I love it. I think, yeah, just so, oh yeah, look, son will love this nice Christmas tree, right? So yeah, I think some thoughts on secrets to happiness in life today, right? If you really want the best camera vlogging setup, the hybrid setups, the Lumix G9, I guess the new Lumix G9 Mark II came out. I haven't played with it yet, but it looks pretty good. Still the fills. So it looks pretty good. Just get some duct tape or masking black tape and just tape up the logos. Yeah, the G9, Panasonic Lumix G9, I think is the best. And just get the pancake lens and just put it in the side satchel bag and should be good. Or, you know, obviously the Ricoh GR3X, Ricoh GR3, GR3X. People often ask, like, should I get the 3 or the 3X? Get the 3X. I think the image quality is at least 40% better than GR3. And then people, oh, but 28 versus 40 mil. Actually, I think the 40 mil is actually better than the 28 mil because the 40 mil, it actually feels more natural because I think your eyes naturally see it around 40 mils of the whole world. And yeah, so it's a, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, apparently also this Culver City Hotel. So they apparently they filmed the Wizard of Oz here, and Judy Garland did it, and I think the Munchkins apparently would, like, there's rumors that they would have, like, you know, crazy parties until like 5 a.m. in the morning. They're like 300 Munchkins in the chilling, vibing out there. And also fun insider intels: this Culver City Theaters, apparently Mr. Bezos, Jeff Bezos, bought out this theater. And as a consequence, I think what Amazon's going to do, HODL, Amazon Forever, is I think they're, what they're going to do is they're just going to try to do a full stack integration of the whole systems. What are they playing? Wonka, Aquaman. So then it's super small. What they're going to do is you produce the films here in Culver, right? Culver Studios. Straight to theaters. There's a movie theater right here, right? And yeah, people are going to be addicted to Amazon's Forever. I think it is a good idea, good idea, good idea. Also, another fun fact, if you really want to get to the source of things, look super, super, super close to the footers of these films. See who is it produced by. Columbia Pictures, a Sony company. Marketings. Yeah, actually one thing I'm grateful for my dad is Warner Brothers Pictures. Is that film for IMAX? Got me into films super early. He was a big film buff, and as a consequence I love movies and films. What is this color? Purple. Warner Brothers. What's Warner Brothers? Yeah, I'm always just kind of... honestly, at this point, like, I prefer living real life than watching movies. But alas, always kind of just more efficient than watching movies. Whenever you go along, just watch the trailers. Like, I feel like you get 80% of the juice and the entertainment from a movie just watching the trailers. I think... And also, like, when you watch a trailer, within the first 10 or 15 seconds or not, you can see whether it actually interests you or not. And even 99% of movies out there, I think, won't have a big impact on you. So even for myself, what, the only movies that I am interested in is, like, either, like, dystopic films or, you know, physical films, like the movie 300, The Matrix, John Wick. That's pretty much it. And now also to quote Seneca, better to own a small library of like 3 or 5 books and just reread them a trillion times than to own a trillion books and just read them all once. So it's, I think it's also interesting too, because like even now, like now I've got no more physical books. If I want to read, I just read it on my iPad Pro, the small one. No stupid keyboard, no stylus. Anybody who uses an Apple iPad keyboard pencil thingy is signaling some sort of lack of entrepreneurial insight. So, oh yeah, so nice. I'm actually starting to think it's like maybe a more efficient way to be a photographer, visual artist, creator, person, what is, right? Is also do the vlogging with the pictures, because, you know, photography is obviously great, but like at this point I'm like shooting 1,000 pictures a day. I'm just like, so, like the amount of photos that I'm shooting is actually outpacing how quickly I could review them. Oh yeah, look at that. Look at the water, so wabi sabi. Yeah, so so almost photography, video, shooting, what, black and white, high contrast, monochrome videos. It's almost like augmented photography where you could just upload to the YouTubes and it finna last forever. The funny thing is, like, why are beer companies sponsoring sports? Kind of makes no sense. Oh yeah, also a good thing. Check this out. Nong Lai Cafe opening up, replacing the Jewish delicatessens. Yeah, it looks like Vietnam finna take over. Actually, it's funny because everyone's like, oh, China's gonna take over, everyone should learn Chinese. I'm like, nah, bro, China ain't finna take over nothing. It's actually gonna be, I think Vietnam's actually the future because Vietnam is actually quite friendly with America in terms of this and that. And also, like, so my personal thought on why Vietnamese is interesting is that the Vietnamese language, Quoc Ngu, and I learned this from Cindy, cindya1.com, is that Quoc Ngu, which is the Romanized script national language for Vietnam, was actually invented by the Portuguese missionaries, and they used the alphabetized thing for it. And so as a consequence, the big upside is you could actually write Vietnamese just by using an American keyboard without the accent marks and stuff like that, and people still kind of understand what you're talking about. Whereas, like, good luck trying to learn, what, pinyin or classical Chinese. Like, yeah, it's not conducive to commerce. Even Korean is good too, but Korea slowly but surely is becoming more and more Americanized. I mean, essentially we have to consider South Korea like a neo-colony of America. I mean, even now you go Korea, yeah? Koreans are essentially Asian Americans, or Americans 2.0, culture values. The only difference is that they look Korean, they talk Korean, but even now, like, a lot of languages in the Korean language is essentially just like, we call it Konglish, right? Is like, for example, like, elevated, fancy Korean people love to toss in the Englishes, right? So, for example, it's like, concept이 뭐예요? So, what is the concept? Or, you don't say 건물 anymore, you say building, right? I was like, talking to my friend Stephanie, right? And like, how do you say? He's like, I only speak Korean to him. He's like, what do you say? Shutcha. It's like, Stephanie's like, no, that's Korean. That's not Korean. That's English. I'm like, no, that's Korean. Shutcha. And then you gotta say the color white. White, right? Oh, wow. Nice morning. Oh, yeah. Love it. Kanye song. You such a N-O, I love it, right? Your boyfriend is a dork, McLovin. What done happened to him? Actually, one rapper that I really like, the rapper 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, seems super ratchet, but yeah, his thoughts are pretty far. Ooh, yeah, look at that. So beautiful. Yeah, it looks like it's finally. Real winters in the SoCals, in LA's. Yeah, no rollerblades, skateboards, and bicycles. Yeah, so some future thoughts. Yeah, Culver City, best place to live in LA. I should run for mayor here. Culver City Hall, yeah, super nice. Yeah, like, it's really the only place in LA worth living, in my opinion. I mean, we done checked out all the places. Not Santa Monica, not Beverly Hills, effing boring. Shout out to Josh White. Iksan, South Korea is actually one of the sister cities. Only 6,000 miles away. The little spaceship there. Don't go to the loser equinoxes. Go to Kaizuka, Japan. We gotta go there too. Don't go to the loser equinoxes. Just create your own off the grid gym. Actually, Kirk Douglas is a great person, right? The Kirk Douglas theory. I was doing some research, actually. He's like, was Kirk Douglas' son Michael Douglas? Like the Marty McFly? Question mark? Maybe. We've got to rewatch. And also, question mark, is LeBron James on the juice? Maybe that's why he's losing here. I actually have a funny theory. So I think actually any athlete who's either bald or going bald might be on the juice. Alright, so continuing, Urkim, LA. Actually, fun fact, if you want to stay updated, I own Urkim.LA, Urkim.AI, Urkimcrypto.com, Urkimphilosophy.com, Urkimfitness.com, Urkim.com, Urkimphotography.com, Urkimphotography.com, and now, because I'm so passionate about the nutritions, I actually own Urkimfood.com too. Because I'm supporting this 100% carnivore diet notion, and I'm trying to propagate it to the masses. So why do I care so much about the carnivore diets? The reason I care is, it's like, I'm the most beautiful physical specimen that I know. I don't think I know nobody in real life. And I don't think we should use the internet because internet is fake. When I say the internet is fake, is obviously it's like real people's. But it's fake because until you've actually met people in the flesh. Wow, look how beautiful it is. So beautiful. It's like, how do I put this in micro mode? So beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah, so until you met nobody in the flesh, you can't judge nobody. Actually, it's funny, even me on Rodeo Drive, met people who look like vloggers or rappers. In real life, they're actually pretty short and not very muscular. You know, you got the gold chain or whatever's, but then got the ice, but less, not very impressive looking. And actually, it's funny too, because like, I see all these losers in their Rari. And then they see me topless or shirtless, and they try to stunt on me, they try to flex on me. And I'm like, you ain't finna flex on me because I'm taller, handsomer, and more jacked and swole than yous. Fun facts. Actually, people are like, oh, why are you flexing all the time? I'm like, bro, it's more virtuous to flex your... virtuous to flex your muscles than your loser Ferrari or your loser Lamborghini. Yeah, don't smoke the marijuana, it gets your testosterone. No. Oh yeah, looks like there's a nice meat place there. This is good. And also don't die. So why don't millennials don't have kids no more? Kids shall run the future. I love it. Yeah, so some more thoughts on happiness and stuff like that. So hypertrophy, hyper means over, trophia, nutrition. So hypertrophy, people think of muscular hypertrophy as like, oh, you just have to have the, you know, you have to train a certain way. It's like, so people think about muscular hypertrophy as like, oh, it's like you had to train till failure, blah blahs. But actually, technically, hypertrophy, muscular hypertrophy, what it actually really means is, beautiful morning. So beautiful. So actually what muscular hypertrophy is, you have to overeat, overnourish yourself. So I had a big, wonderful family Thanksgiving meal at Cindy's mom's family's house the other day. I ate a F-load of meats, and I'm feeling effing phenomenal today, even though I woke up at 4 a.m. I mean, my pro tip on life too, just don't use an alarm clock. I think whenever, if possible, always try to sleep as early as humanly possible, and try to go to sleep as early as humanly possible is my personal thought. I mean, ideally, I think in an ideal world, right? Like, you would try to hit the sack at like 7:30 p.m., 8 p.m. That's actually my personal goals. But yeah, nice mistake. That's my personal goal and ambition, whether I can be successful or not. So actually, yeah, like the goal is, I mean, Cindy and I, we call it a Linner. Sister cities, yeah. Shout out to Josh White, jtandsoul.wordpress.com, Iksan, South Korea. I gotta check out all the sisters. Kaizuka, Japan, Urupan, Mexico, Capo de Orlando, Sicily, Italy. Gotta go Sicily. Could be interesting opportunities. Also, other good things about Culver City. I think Citizen Kane was filmed here. Maybe even Raging Bull, Michael Scorsese's. And also, who else? Wizard of Oz, yeah, I Love Lucy. Yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool. yeah, they go into the... Oh, so other fun places. Go to the Culver City, the steps, or the, what they call, Baldwin Hills Overlook. Just drive all the way to the top, park, and just go on a hike. It actually, the Park to Playa Trail is insanely good. And... Stone View Nature Center, Kenneth Hahn Park. Yeah, it's amazing. My leg's super sore after doing all the hiking yesterday. And actually the best way to be happier is insanely, insanely muscular buff legs. Every day should be leg day. Anybody who skips leg day. It's actually funny too, because I think there's some people who go to the gym, lift weights, because they want to be super big chest, buff guy on the tops, and I don't know, have big arms or whatever, right? But truth be told, like, I think the real critical goal here instead is, I think everyone wants to be happy. I mean, like, sounds like such a basic thing, right? But everyone wants to be happy. And so the question is, how do you become happy? What does happiness mean? My hot take is happiness is having insanely muscular, strong legs. I mean, the buffer your legs are, do the Eric Kim Atlas lift, 1,000 pounds, just Google YouTube it. You're gonna be happy. So simple things you could do, buy a Titan.fitness, just buy a squat rack, set it up in your backyard, your home, your gym, your apartment, your house, whatevs. I got the T3 independent squat rack thing, about $350 free shipping. Yeah, it looks pretty sturdy. I was able to put 8 plates on it and it didn't break. So test it, and also get the Texas Power Bar squat bar. I mean, I didn't know at the time, but I wanted to buy the Monster squat bar, but I think at the time the time to produce it was too long, so I didn't want to wait. So yeah, so they either get the Texas Power Monster squat bar, or just get the normal Texas squat bar. Shout out to my friend Chris, the manager at Crunch Fitness in Garden Grove. He's the one who told me about it. Yeah, the Wise Sons went out of business. Yeah, there's a fitness. I Love Lucy. Actually, yeah, Lucy all about it is, right? Everyone loves, I love Lucy's. Nice morning here in Culver. LA. Sam loves it. Yeah, so I Love Lucy. Murals. David Bardol, Francis Bardol, Prado Signs. Yeah, look, Ricky Ricardo. Lucille Ball, Desi Lu Studios. Yo, that's now the Amazon Studios. Desi Lu Studios, Culver City. Babaloo, Babaloo. Yeah, my homeboys, my homegirls here. Yeah, I don't know. I think vlogging, vloggers will definitely run the future. High contrast black and white is my aesthetic suggestion. People are like, oh, I want to start a YouTube channel. I was like, okay, so some fun facts, right? Set up the defaults, disable the comments, the views, the likes, the nonsense, whatevs. Because I think, okay, so some hot takes. Now with ChatGPT, ChatGPT-4 and beyond, even ChatGPT don't know if ChatGPT wrote it or not. So we should put zero faith in anything on the interwebs, because creating a robot bot that generates text, so easy. This catfishing notion, you fall in love with the AI, the movie Her, right? Not good. Flesh is the future. Don't trust nobody who's on the interwebs, because you, like, even all these people on the YouTubes, the Reddits, probably fake bots. I only trust people in the flesh. God in the flesh, which is, yeah. So flesh is the future. And it's funny too, because like everyone's like even a funny turbo thought I had was, I think actually sex is overrated. Is that like you have all these people as like, oh, I just want to essentially just maximize my sexual pleasure. I mean, which is fine, right? But like, what's the point of having sex? Having children, duh, right? And so when people want to have sex for the sake of having sex, it's just like a little bit, maybe besides the point. And, you know, what's more important, thinking hormones, masculinity, is like, my thought is masculinity, you know, physiology, as a sake for imagination, creativity, innovation, productivity in terms of your artistic output. And then guys, we all as artists, guys, girls, you know, dogs, whatever have use. We all artists. And what do artists want to do? We want to propagate our art. Even Nietzsche has a funny pun. It's libri aut libri, which means either either children or books. I mean, Cindy's successful because she done did both, right? I think everyone should have kids. But anyways, so some more thoughts. I think if you want to become the ultimate goat, yeah, just make a website. I mean, I was talking to Cindy the other day. It's like, what is your Archimedes lever? Which is the one thing that you're so insanely good at that you could essentially move the world? For me, actually, I think it's building websites and blogs. I mean, even I think about historically, right? My first website was essentially a blog. I mean, a blog is just a website that's just updated frequently, is my simple hot take. And as a consequence, I think the best way to think about blogging and blogging is, you know, websites, keep it dynamic and never stop updating. All right, so continuing our thoughts. Yeah, so I think a life of enthusiasm, personal curiosity is what drives me. And even our best friend Elon Musk, just read the Walter Isaacson biographies. It's curiosity is what drives him. It's actually weird too, because in America, like, what, curiosity killed the cat kind of BS, right? And as a consequence, people's not really allow themselves to indulge their curiosity. Like, you know, I think we should essentially be kids. I mean, even the best friend Ye was like, what is a genius? Genius is a kid with good parents. And what is a good parent? Well, I think a good parent is just attentive and loving. I mean, even my friend Natalie, she's like, I think the most critical way to judge the success of a kid is actually whether the parents love them or not, right? And obviously, if the parents love the kids, the kid's gonna be fine, right? And actually, too, the funny thing, too, is that we have such strong opinions about how other people raise their kids. I'm just like, no, just leave them alone. Because actually, the problem, too, is with comparison. The reason why comparing is a bad idea is that when you're comparing yourself to others, right, is that you equivalize yourself with other people, which is based because use a rare bird, use a rare bead, you're a rare plant. And by showing and signaling that you want to equivalize yourself with other people's is a not good thing, because ultimately you just kind of make yourself boring. The only cardinal sin in today's world is being boring. And actually, even my critique about modern day movies, right? Like, all these movies come out so boring. It's like same old tropes. I even watched the trailer for the new Aquaman movies. It's like pretty lame. It's just like another like evil villain who's like, I'm gonna destroy everything. And I'm like, come on, just like kind of rolling your eyes. So it does look like the writer's strike is actually kind of important and critical to consider, because all the different peoples are like putting out these like really bad movies, and it's because the writing is no longer good. So what should the writer strikes peoples do? Honestly, the takeaway point is, I mean, if you're an individual writer, you're part of SAG or whatever, the Radio People Association thing, right? I think the most robust thing to do is actually not, unchain the chain. I think it's better to be a independent writer, producer, creator, rather than be held into some sort of platform. Even like, Zack Snyder, one of my favorite directors of all time, the movie 300, etc. I think he's like partnering with Netflix to produce a new series movie thing about Rebel Moon or something like that, right? And I'm always curious, it's like, wouldn't it be better for these producers, directors, creators to have their own streaming platform, or to have people just buy the movie direct? Actually, one of the very, 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 very interesting things from Elon Musk is Tesla. Even Apple, right? You're directly selling to customers. So if you have something as simple as like, what, a Shopify, WooCommerce, PayPal, what, Stripe or whatever. I think even, ChatGPT, OpenAI just uses Stripe as the payments. And so as long as you could put in somebody's credit card informations, you should just sell directly to the customers. Seems like a robust way to do things. Sell direct to customers, right? So once you use a crypto billionaire, crypto trillionaires, then what do you want to do with your life? So my hot take is, I just think the life of just like philosophy, aesthetics, getting super duper jacked and swole, and actually being able to propagate yourself. How you been doing? Merry Christmas. Yeah, how's the doggy doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah, little cutie pie. Yeah.
How you been doing?
Yeah, actually, we just visited the family's house in Orange County.
Oh, down
had like way. Had like some like beef ribs, had some beef brisket. Nice. I had like 5 or 6 pounds of meat that I just passed the F out last night. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, how's LA life?
It's going good. We're enjoying it. We just went up to Mammoth last week for the week.
Oh, cool! What's your best trick?
Huh?
What's your best trick?
Oh, I got no tricks. Yeah.
No tricks?
No, I'm just cruise.
Oh, nice. Cruise. So you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, just same old. Try to take it easy.
Take it easy?
How about you?
Actually, it's so funny, too, because me and my wife, Cindy, was like, our new centering word is ease, E-A-S-E.
Uh-huh.
Like a life of ease.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, American people is like, oh, easy is bad. Like you want to take the hard way. Da-da-da.
Yeah.
But my thought is it's like, I think of ease kind of more like creative leisure, creative ease. Yeah. It's just like not taking small things and making a big deal out of it. Exactly. And just kind of like chilling out, vibing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the wifey?
She's good. She's really good too. She's doing great.
Yeah. Where do you guys live?
We're in Harlow, just over here.
Where's Harlow?
It's just down Washington.
Right,
right across from the Kirk Douglas Theater.
Oh yeah. Have you seen any shows at the Kirk Douglas yet?
No. We're always like, oh, we should go check this place out.
Random hot take. Is Michael Douglas the son of Kirk Douglas?
Yes.
Do people not know that?
A lot of people probably don't. People my age know it, but
Wait, how old are you?
52.
What? You look like 42.
No.
What's the secret? What's the secret?
Life of ease.
Yeah, I just, I'm 35, turning 36.
Oh, no way. Okay, and you look young. I was going to say 20-something.
Oh, really? Yeah, like, how old do you think I look like?
Yeah, late 20s.
Oh, 30, thank you.
30, yeah. You have a little one, right?
Oh, yeah. My son, Seneca, he's about to turn 3.
Okay.
And actually, the funniest joke I always tell people is that, like, whenever, you know how you know people getting old or not? When they talk about getting old. Like, I was at the gym, and I was like talking to dudes, like, oh, now that I'm getting older, I'm like looking at him, like, wait, how old are you? He's like, bro, I'm so old. I'm like 30. I'm like, I'm 35. I'm like 5 years older than you. He's like, why are you talking about getting old? But then I always joke. I was like, oh, Eric, you know, what is your life goals plans? I'm like, I want to be a 5-year-old kid stuck in the 35-year-old body.
There you go. That's a good way to do
it. So what you got done for the rest of today? Just want to walk?
No, we're going to do a walk. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What's the doggy's name again?
Loki.
How do you spell?
L-O-K-I.
Oh, like
the Marvel.
The Marvel? Yeah. Do you name it after Loki?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you like Loki?
I don't know. We just know it's a suitable name. We're actually looking at the Nordic gods like that.
Oh.
Not from the Marvel movies, but just in general.
Okay, so if you didn't name it Loki, what would you name it? I like the Nordic gods.
We had come up with another name, and I forget which one we were looking at. Anyway, yeah.
Initially for my son, I was like, thinking, what would be a better name? I wanted to actually name my son Zeus, because then nobody can mess with Zeus.
Yeah.
But my wife's like, no, that's too
much. He's asking for, yeah.
That's too much. Yeah. Yeah. But then if we ever have another kid, we have a daughter, I want to name her, Athena, the Greek goddess Athena.
Helen,
right? And I was actually thinking of, if I could rename myself, I'll rename myself Achilles.
Achilles, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think the cruelty of the anti-hero is what I like. Yeah, yeah, good seeing you.
Good to see you, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll jump more later. Anyways. So yeah, so life goals, life dreams, ambitions, hopes, etc. Life of ease seems like a good one. And I think physical fitness, physiology, well-being, etc. So another hot take I have this morning's is, what is happiness? I think happiness is courage. I was randomly thinking about a book like Ryan Holiday put out. It's called Courage is Calling. I mean, kind of a cheesy title, but the general idea, which I think is a good one, is courage is essentially the art of the heart. Art of the heart. It's courage. If it rhymes, it sounds more true. Actually, that's one thing that I did learn from ancient Greek literature, ancient Roman literature. They say that if something rhymes or if something sounds more melodious, it actually sounds more true. And so as a consequence, trying to get things to rhyme and stuff like that is a good strategy, because when you try to get things to rhyme and stuff like that, A, it's more memorable, and B, it sounds more quote-unquote truthy. Truthiness is the goal. So, yeah, how much are these cars? I'm always kind of curious about the sticker price of these new cars. Yeah, so for example, I'm always curious, why does somebody trade in the Tesla Model 3 Performance, all black everything, only $39,000? It's like, what car would they have done traded in? So someone traded in the Shelby. Actually, the most commonly traded in car I see is, everyone trades in these, Camaro muscle car thingies. So I guess they're not good cars. Someone traded in, a GLC 43 AMG, so that's probably not a good car. But the BMW X6 M, loser Range Rover is actually the sign of unsuccess in LA. Is if you drive a Range, it's a sign of a not good one. So curiosity, why did somebody trade in the Prime RAV4? I mean, I think this is actually a really good car. It's yeah, how much is it selling for? $44,000. Yeah, 2021 RAV4 Prime. Only 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, RAV4 pickup Prime, plug-in hybrids. Actually, yeah, why does people sell that? Always kind of. Which MPGs is it good? But anyways, so yeah, I think. So we got the New Year's ahead of us. What are some new life goals, dreams, hopes, and ambitions you have? Yeah. So good morning. So some thoughts I have is, you know, we all want to become something new, do something new, etc. And what should we aim for and strive for? So some centering ideas is like, for example, one is the ally for ease, E-A-S-E. Ease is a good notion. Another good notion, I believe, is kind of like muscle. Just think, like people talk about fitness, right? I think muscle is a better notion. Just like get the bigger muscles is a superior goal. Also, if you want to save the monies, join the Facebook Buy Nothing group. That's where we got all of our baby stuff from. I literally don't think we spent any money on Nunasen's baby stuff. Just get it all for free. Free 99 is my favorite price. Yeah, this Scat Pack somebody traded in the Dodge Charger. It's actually funny because like I know all the Asian cars pretty good, but I have zero idea about the American muscle cars. They all kind of look the same to me. And yeah, and I think, especially now that it's pretty cold, even in LA, just buy yourself some nice merino wool leggings. Just go on Amazon. Just stuff on Amazon's fine. I think, thank you. Thank you. I think Amazon... Jeff Bezos is so effing insanely smart. He's like, I want to make a future in which to not have Amazon Prime is irresponsible. And yeah, I think Amazon Prime is funny because if you use it intelligently, it's the best, one of the greatest inventions of all time for humans. But if you use it like social media and you're always buying shit for the sake of buying shit, it's yeah, actually positively detrimental to your life. It doesn't even matter how much money you have. It's like the more shit you buy, the more boxes you gotta break down and manage. Even I'm at this point, like I don't want to accept no more gifts and toys and stuff like that for Sam, because so we're gonna store that stuff, right? Storage is the future. And actually for me, if you ever want to buy a my birthday's coming up, January 31st is my birthday, right? I'm gonna turn 36 this time. So what do you want to buy me for the birthdays? Get Kim Costco gift card so I can just buy more meat. That's all I need. The only thing I need money for is paying rent and paying eating the meats. Elric Curious, really, really nice. 2-bedroom, 1-bath. The most luxurious furnishings and faucets and kitchen countertops are listed at $3,500 a month. We're paying $3,200 USD a month, so I'm just gonna pay for that. And yeah, and I think if you live in an insanely great apartment that you love, I think paying rent is worth every single dime and penny. One of the big problems about nowadays is the really, really big problem is even if you buy a nice ass house, right? Let's say you buy a $2 million house all in cash. The downside is the property taxes on it are insane. And a property tax is just money that's going to the local government to pay for the schools, the roads, the fire department, whatever, right? That's money that's like going straight, metaphorically going to the gutter. that's not going to your equity or your principal, whatever, right? So honestly, like, this whole like bank, buy a house, mortgaging, it seems like an effing scam, my thought. And debt is essentially the devil. Anything that you had to go to debt, no matter how much of a good quote investment it seems like, is not a good investment. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever go to debt. And that means a mortgage. You have a mortgage, you're in debt. You have car payments. You finance nothing, you're in debt. I need to do some more research on the debts. So debts are for losers. A real rich person has zero debt. I have no debt. I only got... How much do me and Cindy have? I think in total we have like close to an M. Maybe less. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating. Whatevs. Everyone always over-exaggerates how much. How about let me just under-exaggerate? Oh, let's say we have a half an M. Just underestimate. It's better to underestimate than overestimate. So how do millennials waste their monies? Eating out, eating ice cream, you know, going to restaurants, drinking alcohol. So think about it this way. If you never, ever, ever went to a restaurant every single time again, you never, ever, ever bought alcohol or bought clothes and shit like that, right? Then it's going to be so easy to be rich. Like, it's all via negativa, right? Which means the easiest way to go rich is to not go broke. And happiness is just not being miserable. So cutting out anything that causes you misery seems like a good idea. For me, cold is misery, so staying nice and warm, getting a lot of wool down, cashmere, is a very good idea. Let's see if this works. Still closed, Boorns. We gotta bring back the Simpsons and South Park. It's like, my whole life could just be made off a list of Simpsons quotes. I am so smart, S-M-R-T. Yeah, so actually moving forward this year, my new ethos is gonna be like, I ain't gonna take things no seriously no more. And yeah, just have more fun with it. Just F with it. And yeah, just don't take things alive too seriously. I think when people take things too seriously, they're super antisocial and they just end up becoming a bunch of wrinkled, boring folks. Also, pro tip, you see nice textures, touch it with your hand. Yeah, I think LA is super, super lit, super lit. Well, and also by the, join the, what's it called? So some other fun thoughts. Join the Too Good To Go thing, right? We're actually gonna pick up some a pack of 5 or 6 meats, like 7 to 8 pounds of Wagyu A5 beef, $100. Buy yourself more meat presents. Meat presents are the best presents. Looks like Apple has a fire alarm issue. What's happening at the Apples? Nobody knows. Okay, so some more future thoughts, yeah, so need to create a list of New Year's resolutions. Yeah, just quit. Very simple, like quit DoorDash, quit eating out for the whole year. Just cook all the food yourself. Just get yourself an air fryer. I like the Chefman brand. We could get on the Amazons. Get a Costco membership, Costco Business Center if you have a close one, and get the leg lamb roast. Just cut it up as a slice, fry it on the pan, it's good. Also, the Wagyu ground beef from Costco is actually really, really good, very, very tasty, and very delicious. I personally love it. Richard Miller Costa Lambo, Commando. Okay, so yeah, so continuing our thoughts about the New Year's resolutions. So yeah, I think some New Year's resolutions are mostly via negativa. quit drinking alcohol, quit consuming sugar, real sugar, fake sugar, whatever. Actually, this is a big thing. Quit dairy. I think most vegetarians I know, they're essentially quote-unquote cheesetarians. I mean, I like cheese too, but then like I'm like super lactose intolerant. Yeah, and I think yeah, quit eating plants. I actually propose, my funny idea is, I propose 100% carnivore diet, which means it's against my religion to eat plants. Are you allowed to say that? Maybe not. So yeah, I think some issues here. Yeah, it looks like the funny irony is you show up to a party, right? You got one vegetarian or vegan who shows up, and then boom, suddenly everyone's a vegetarian vegan. It's not good. And actually, people are not well adapted to dairy. Even the ancient Romans, Greeks knew that it caused flatulence. So all the best things I learned about diet, health, nutrition have actually come from like ancient Roman Greek books on animal husbandry, right? So for example, typically not a good thing to consume cow's milk because it causes a lot of indigestion, flatulence. So even the ancient Romans said better to drink sheep's milk or goat's milk instead. For easier digestion. But ultimately, like, even the reason why we consume dairy or milk or cheese or butter in the first place is not like because we need it. It's just like people are just starving to death and they just want to find nourishment or nutrition somewhere. But if we live in the world of plenty like we got today, better to just consume meat, organ meats, flesh meats, intestines, offal meats, etc. 100% beef liver diet. Seems like a funny one. Everyone's like, oh, eating meat is bad for you, but like, how about liver and organ meats, no things. So yeah, and actually just look at the physics and physiology, people. Don't trust nothing Bill Gates says, because just Google it, YouTube's it, or images, Google images it. The quickest way to kill your boner, Elon Musk on Bill Gates. Yeah, Bill Gates is super, super... Like, is he obese? Maybe. Skinny fat. Skinny obese. Maybe, so don't trust them. And don't trust no people who are vegan bodybuilder, vegetarian bodybuilder, whatever. It's because it's like, vegetarian. Oh, think about this way. Steroids are also vegetarian. Steroids are also vegan. Steroids are also plant-based. So people assume, also, yeah, apparently some people in yoga do steroids. And needless to say, a lot of CrossFitters use it too. That's why everyone's bald. The women look like they have a kind of a little bit more masculine features. So don't trust nobody who's in media, YouTubers, have an Instagram account, whatevs. Actually, yeah, that's a simple heuristic. When it comes to health, diet, fitness, anything like that, don't trust nobody who has social media. But anyways, so some via negativa things for the year. So the best way to think about New Year's is what to cut out from your life, what to cut out from your diet. People to cut out. What to cut, delete.